I grow younger every day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. I grow younger every day. Many times we feel that we are growing older because our bones are decrepit, because our body is looking like we're growing older. But all we are doing is taking the attitude, taking the picture, the imprint, the blueprint of what we believe about ourselves, and having that imprinted upon our body again and again and again. Every day I grow younger and younger and younger, because every day my body is replacing the cells of my body with new cells. These are not old cells. These are not cells that look like something before. They're new cells. And these new cells participate. These new cells cooperate. These new cells are living with the old cells. And the old cells have pre-existing ideas in them as to what they have gone through and how they have experienced the life that they experience, and they put these old concepts in the new cells that come along. You might say the new cells are the undifferentiated cells, and they are. They have not yet been determined exactly how they're going to be used, eyes, ear, nose, and throat, what have you, but also with age, or youth, or with vitality, or with wholeness, or with perfection, or with illness, or with anything at all. All of these things are projections that are put into the new cells that are born every day in our body, and we give these new cells the old ideas. Now, is that what you want to do? Is that what I want to do? Do I want to give the new cells the old ideas? If I had an amnesia and I didn't remember that I had ever been ill, would I never have been ill? Could I live my life without having that concept in my awareness? Well, my cells would have it, because my cells have been implanted with that by my thought and by my experience. It's up to me to start doing some new implanting, some new experiencing, some new attitudes, that when I put a new thought in motion, I get a new result. Am I ready to do that? Am I ready to put new thoughts in motion? Am I ready to put new ideas in motion? Am I ready to be a different person than I was yesterday, than I was a year ago, than I was when I had my accident, my incident, my illness? Am I a different person? Or do I have to retain those experiences in my mind and in my thought and have them be implanted into the new cells as they are born, so every new cell records the scar that the old cell had recorded? Why can't the new cells come in and not record the scar, but record their original purity and integrity? Why can't the new cells come in and record something new? They can. It's just a matter, are we ready, willing, and able to live a new life? Are we ready, willing, and able to live our original purity and integrity? It doesn't take a lot of work to do it. It just takes a lot of full awareness that I am living this by choice. I am living my original purity and integrity by choice. I am living wholeness, delight, charm, magic, goodness, everything that is, by choice, by me, by my thought, and I am doing it every moment of my life. I'm not only doing it when I think about it, I am making my thought so consistent with my reality that my thought is 100% working on those ideas every moment of my existence. And I do exist into eternity. I exist out of eternity, into eternity, through eternity. And I say, how can you mix up those three concepts and then just by adding the word eternity to them, try to place them into a different context? Well, just the way we do it. Just the way we do it. They say, a child, does a child look like his mother or like his father? Is the child carrying out the genes, chromosomes, DNA of the parent? Is a child perhaps born with a different father than you think it was? The mother usually is quite obvious. But is the child born differently than you thought? Well, it can be. It can be born of that same wonderful father, that same wonderful mother, but yet the child can be born with an illumination, with the illumination that I am ideal. I am my original purity and integrity. If parents were to teach that to their children from day one, from moment one, that you are your original purity and integrity, and the parents were to think this about the child, and think this about the child, and think this about the child, of course they'd be thinking that about themselves too. Not bad, huh? But they'd be thinking this about the child, thinking this about the child. What sort of image would the child have in its consciousness about itself? It would have its original purity and integrity. If there were any sort of a disease that were rampant in the culture of the family, that would be of no account, because the child would be born in its original purity and integrity. It would be born out of its divine creativity. The new cells, with new attitudes, with new dreams, returning in awareness to my original purity and integrity. How do I return in my awareness to my original purity and integrity? Except to think about it. Just to think about it. Every moment of my life, I think about my original purity and integrity. And as I think about my original purity and integrity, I enjoy it. Now, why are people living longer these days? Why are people not dying so young? Why are people having less problems and living more beautiful lives? Because they're thinking about more beautiful lives. They're thinking about wholeness. They're not thinking about some god in some volcano that is causing them to have problems. They're not thinking of some untouchable realm of the infinite that is making them experience things that are not harmonious. They're not believing in a god that is just a myth. They're believing in themselves as God. They're believing in themselves as the creator of their world. They're believing in they're not saying that a beingness, an essence exists that creates all things and beautiful as it can be. It's just that they're saying, God is all, and I am part of God. No, I'm not part of God. I cannot be part of it. You're not part of your father. I am my family. I am all. I am all. Now, what is this allness that I am? What is this allness? This allness is the allness. This allness is the reality. This allness is the isness. This allness is all that exists. There's nothing else that exists except that allness. And so, therefore, what is it we're talking about? Well, what we're talking about is the divine reality of who we are. Now, just who we are. Just who are we? Well, we're living longer. We grow younger every day in our awareness of who we are. We are not limited by the experiences of our life. We are emboldened by them. We are enhanced by them. We are aware of our original purity and integrity. And as we are aware of our original purity and integrity, it doesn't mean we're aware of something unusual. It means we're aware of what our ideal is. And as we are aware of what our ideal is, we reflect that ideal self in all that we are, in all that is, in all. And we reflect that in all great things happen to us. Instead of living as some of our ancestors had lived, short, beautiful lives. We are living long, beautiful lives. But we're not thinking of living long, beautiful lives. We're just living every moment of our life in our original purity and integrity. We're living every moment of our life in its fullness, in its beauty, in its magic. We are being that which we are, not which we are destined to be, but that which we are. And since we are being that which we are enjoying everything we do more. Now, when elderly people have difficulty getting up from a chair, when elderly people have difficulty in doing things, we say they're older. Now, why do they have to have difficulty getting up from a chair? Because they think they have difficulty getting up from a chair. Think about it. If you were to say to some elderly person, "Oh, the baby, we've got to help the baby, the baby," they would leap out of their chair to help that baby. If they had a motivation to do something, they would forget their decrepitness, their agedness, and they would leap out and do it. I know. I've seen that happen many times. Now, why is it that we allow ourselves to become decrepit? Why is it that we allow ourselves to become something less than perfect? Why is it? Well, it sometimes is just the modus operandi of our world, of our community, of our people, of who we are, of who our parents were, of experiences that came and went. If a child were born and then never knew its parents, never knew its world, and lived in a world of people who were healthy and vital and dynamic and alive and just had wonderful attitudes about life, that child would have wonderful attitudes about life. That child would live a long, healthy life and be happy all the years of its life. Now, can we do that? Well, we do it in part, but in essence, no, we can't do that. And the reason we can't do that is because we feel sorry for ourselves. We feel that we want the latest gadget. We want the latest television. We want the latest of everything. And we want to watch on television. Not only on television, we watch it on our internet. We watch all the news things that are going on in the world, all of the problems that are going on in the world, where people haven't yet got the idea that they're the master of their world. And they do not have to have these problems. They do not have to have these tragedies taking place in their life. They don't have to have it. Now you say, "Oh boy, aren't you wonderful? Don't you think you're great to say that they don't have to have it?" Well, they don't. They don't. Thoughts are things. Everything that we think is something that is manifest in our life. Every thought that we have, we bring forth somehow, somewhere in our world. Now, are these thoughts that we really want to bring forth? Are they thoughts of joy? Are they thoughts of love? Are they thoughts of peace? Are they thoughts of goodness? Are they thoughts that we really want to bring forth, to motivate into our being? Well, if they are, then that's good. If they're not, then let them alone. Stop playing with those thoughts that are not beneficial to you, and play only with those thoughts that are beneficial to you. And you say, "Well, okay, I'll just play with the rich kids." No, that's not beneficial to you. It could be, but it's not. Because you think you're going to play with rich kids because they are rich and you are not. Well, you can't do that. You have to know you are rich, and you are playing with people who are just like you. People who think just like you. And rich kids don't necessarily think just like you. Rich kids think their parents have the money. Now, you want to think you are the source of all good in your life. You are the source of money. It's not your parents. It's you. It's not your father, not your mother, not your world. It's you. If you come up with a creative idea, that idea can spawn infinite wealth for you. If you come up with beautiful thoughts, that those beautiful thoughts can bring forth for you a world of harmony and peace and love and joy. if you choose to be the master that you are, and you are a master, if you choose to live in your ideal body, and you have the ideal body, and if you don't have it now, you are renewing it every moment of your life, so therefore, whatever was a not good idea in your body is gone away, is lost, and never to come back again, because you give it no thought. You only think about your original purity and integrity, and then the original purity and integrity manifests itself in and through your life in a wonderful, positive, dynamic way. Is this what you want? It's certainly what I want. Now, I grow younger every day, and I only grow younger every day because I think younger, I act younger, I live younger, I'm happy being younger. Are you happy being younger? Are you happy living in your youth, in your vitality, in your attitude of mind that is so beautiful and so wonderful and so fulfilling and so rewarding? It's your choice. You say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, that sounds just really too good. That sounds just, hey, if that's were true, and if it's that easy, why doesn't everybody do it? Because once you're taking a drug, you get hooked on it. Once you start watching television, you get hooked on it. Once you start watching movies, you get hooked on it. Do you ask yourself, after you see any movie, what were the redeeming factors in that movie? What were the redeeming factors in each of those characters in that movie? What were the redeeming factors? No, you don't. You look at it and you're sorry for the people who have sadness and unhappiness, and you're sorry for the things that didn't work out right, and you look at the anger and you look at the madness and you look at the killings and you look at those things and you say, oh, isn't that terrible? And no, it's not terrible. Those are thought things. Now, if you say to yourself, I delight in watching movies filled with unconditional love, do you think you're going to watch movies that are filled with terror and anger? No. I delight in seeing movies filled with unconditional love. And if you say, I only want to see movies filled with unconditional love, that's all you will create in your consciousness. That's all you will bring to your consciousness. That's all you'll bring to. And even if you see a movie that apparently is filled with anger and roughness, those will be invisible to you. They will be there, but you will see the values surrounding him, you will see the goodness there beyond whatever the appearance may be. You don't look at appearances. You look beyond the appearances. Are you growing younger every day? Are your new cells that join your body every single day, 10,000 new stem cells in your brain every day? Just imagine what's in the rest of your body. Your organs can be born brand new again if you mess them up in any way. Make them new. I've got new organs. I got a new heart. I got new lungs. I got new gallbladder, whatever I choose to have. I got this, every organ, action, function of my body is absolutely perfect right now. I live in my divine reality. I am divine. I am that I am. Can you say that? Can I say that all the time? Can I stub my toe and instantly say I'm home perfect? Or do I stub my toe and say, ouch? The moment I say ouch, I'm in trouble. The moment I say I'm home perfect, I'll never stub my toe again. It's up to me. It's up to you. Now, is there over the hill? Is there a time where you are beyond repair? Where you're beyond salvation? You're beyond help? No. Never. Never. You can be on deathbed, so to speak, and ready to move on to your next dimension. And then you say to yourself, hey, yeah, that's a good adventure. I want that adventure. So mentally, you go jump into another adventure. Physically, you join yourself. Spiritually, you realize that that's a reality. And you're there, and you're there, and you're not in your hospital bed anymore, and nobody misses you. Nobody says, hey, why aren't you back in that hospital? Because they don't think of you being there, because you had a spiritual healing, you had an awareness where you're no longer there, and now you're out in the world doing whatever you want to do, where you want to do it, in the perfect way you want to do it, in the ideal way. Does that happen? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That happens quite often. It happens quite often, but people don't realize it. It happens with babies. It happens with young people. It happens with adults. It happens with older people. It happens with everybody. It happens with many people. And when people do die and leave their body behind, they move on into a greater new adventure. But you don't have to leave your body behind. Your body can be totally gone. What happened to their body? I don't know. Must have cremated it or buried it or did something. And, hey, no, it's lost in the ocean. Yeah, where is it? Well, their body is revitalized, renewed, reflavored. They're a new being. They may take on a new identity, but they're a new being, totally new. You don't ever remember what they were, because now they are the newness. I grew younger every day. New cells, new beingness, new me. Can you say that about yourself? Why not? Let's begin to say it now. Let's begin to experience it now. Let's begin to enjoy it now. And let's begin to realize it's only by our choice that we do know it and experience it now. Do you want a spiritual healing? A complete change from what you were a moment ago to what you are now in your infinity? Think about it. Think about it. And the more you think about it, the more real it becomes to you, and the more you realize that you have experienced that many times. Join with me in saying, I grow younger every day. And join with me in growing younger every day. You will see it. Others may or may not see it, but you will see it. But the main thing is, you will be it. I love you. I love you. I love you.